This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Oh, those foreclosure rates.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The Census Bureau comes out with some new figures on the housing market today. They'll show us where the most growth occurred between 2005 and 2006. I can tell you the answer already. In the South and the West, places like Florida and Arizona. Those just happen to be the same places that are now seeing record numbers of foreclosures. Here's Jeremy Hobson.
2 years ago, Pinal County, Arizona, just outside Phoenix, had the nation's highest percentage growth in new housing units, more than 16%.
It was a good time back then.
That's Jay Butler, director of Realty Studies at Arizona State University. He's thinking about the good old days because today, according to foreclosures.com, Pinal County has one of the highest foreclosure rates in the nation.
The problem is when the market swings, it tends to swing widely in the same sections, you know, star today and a bust tomorrow.
If the census numbers are a snapshot of the height of the housing boom, MoodysEconomy.com's Mark Zandi says they offer a grim picture for the future.
The bust is going to be quite lengthy and painful because it's going to take quite some time to sell and work off all those homes that were slapped up during the boom time.
In Washington, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Investors seem to be pretty confident the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates next week. Yesterday, the Dow climbed 170 points to 13,397. The NASDAQ put on 33 to 2592. The S&P 500 was up 17. European shares are down a fraction so far this morning. In Asia, stocks gained value today, except in Japan. The country's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe unexpectedly resigned today. He's had a shaky year in power and some health problems. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke gave a speech in Germany yesterday, but he didn't say anything about interest rates. The Fed meets Tuesday to decide what to do about them. But commentator Robert Reich says it doesn't really matter if the Fed drops interest rates.
With the economy heading for recession, the question everyone's asking is how much the Fed will cut short-term interest rates to stimulate the economy. But a Fed rate cut won't stimulate the economy. That's because lending institutions, fearing their portfolios are far riskier than they assumed several months ago, won't lend lots more just because the Fed lowers interest rates. Meanwhile, average consumers are already so deep in debt, record levels of mortgage debt, bank debt, and credit card debt, they can't borrow much more anyway. With average home prices dropping faster than they've dropped since the Great Depression, many can't even refinance. And given last Friday's report showing the first employment drop in 4 years, people are not in the mood to keep spending. So if a rate cut can't prevent a recession, what can? Putting more money into Americans' pockets by cutting their taxes. Yes, I know tax cuts have gone out of style ever since Democrats became born-again deficit hawks and George Bush squandered the $5 trillion surplus he inherited in 2000, mainly by cutting taxes on the rich. But with a recession looming, Democrats need to stop being the party of Herbert Hoover economics, and the Republicans need to understand tax cuts for the rich won't help because the rich don't increase their spending when their taxes are cut. They already spend as much as they want to spend. That's what it means to be rich. It's middle and lower middle income Americans who spend more when their taxes are cut. And because the biggest tax they face is the payroll tax needs to be cut in order for them to keep spending and avoid a recession. I say exempt the first $15,000 of earnings from payroll taxes for a year, starting as soon as possible. Sure, this may cause the budget deficit to widen a bit, but if the economy goes into the tank, the deficit will be far bigger.
Commentator Robert Reich is the former labor secretary under President Clinton. His new book is called Super Capitalism.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, online at shrm.org. By the American Public Transportation Association, supporting America's public transportation systems, working to help reduce greenhouse gases for a better environment at publictransportation.org. And by Siemens. From grade school to grad school, Siemens supports America's next generation of innovators with Student Science Days, plus scholarships and awards for students, schools, and teachers.
Did you know that high-powered lawyers are still arguing over Janet Jackson's breast? The infamous halftime show at the 2004 Super Bowl. Yesterday, in federal appeals court, CBS said it should not be fined $500,000 for what happened. The network says the moment was both fleeting and unauthorized. The FCC, on the other hand, said Jackson's breast reveal, although fleeting, was graphic and explicit. I doubt we'll see anything graphic at the Emmy Awards this Sunday, except maybe TV producers crying over the state of their business. More now from Lisa Napoli.
The Writers Guild of America contract runs out on Halloween, and in anticipation of a strike, Hollywood's ramped up show production. Tinseltown watcher Nikki Fink says given that and the general state of the industry, there's likely to be some forced gaiety at this weekend's festivities.
Well, it's a little bit like celebrating at a funeral. The TV business right now is in such trouble.
After all, in the age of TiVo and the internet, TV advertising has hit the skids. Fink says a strike at this point could further paralyze the industry.
It would be very serious for the Los Angeles economy, for the international economy, and also, you know, there'll be nothing to watch.
In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
Burger King is going to try to fool kids into eating healthier. BK will start offering sliced apples that are cut to look like French fries. Burger King is also planning to sell flame-broiled chicken tenders, even though the fried tenders will still be on the menu. Still, you'll be able to choose them with some organic, unsweetened applesauce if you like. You can let us know your thoughts at our website, marketplace.org, and we also are podcasting now, so check that out as well. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and hope you enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.